So we're continuing along this journey of conversations with God, Awaken the Species, where we've been given these five tools to continue our own personal evolution, as well as contribute to the awakening and evolution of the species. So we started with express gratitude, create a reason, share your process, and now moving on to number four, choose a state of being. So this is what he says. Do this in advance of anything you know you're going to think, say, or do. Life has very little to do with what you are doing and very much to do with what you are being while you are doing it. The surprising thing about this is that through pure intention, beingness is transformed from a reaction to a creation. It is no longer something that arises out of an experience, but something that you put into an experience. And Neil says, how can I decide ahead of time what I'm going to be before I think something? I can decide what I'm going to be before I say something. I get that. And I can decide what I'm going to be before I do something. I can get that too. But I don't know what I'm going to think until I think it. Am I making any sense here? And the answer was, you are if you imagine that your thoughts are, most of the time, original. But the fact is, the vast majority of your thoughts are thoughts you have had before. This is because most of the events in your life are events that have happened before in terms of type. More often than not, when an event of a certain type occurs, you immediately think what you thought previously about such an event. Very few of your thoughts are original because very few of your experiences are original. Your life is on repeat most of the time. Since you know this is true, you can decide ahead of time what you are going to think the next time an event of any real consequence and any degree of predictability takes place. The master is the one who knows and chooses the way she is going to be in her thinking. Is he going to be calm? Is she going to be understanding? Is he going to be loving and accepting? Is she going to be accommodating and peaceful the next time such an event occurs in this life? And this truly is the work of yoga, of classical Patanjali yoga. It is training the mind. Patanjali defines yoga as the cessation of the movements of the mind, controlling the thoughts, choosing our thoughts. He even goes as far to say, as he outlines this in the sutras, that we can control the creation of thought, how long we have that thought, the dissolution of that thought, and then the space between before we create the next thought. And for most of us, this is really even hard to wrap the mind around, that we could have that much control. But I always relate it to the physical because we expect that we would have that much control over our physical body. If I want to move my arm, I am in control that I move it. I'm in control of how far I move it. I'm in control of how long I hold it there. And then I'm in control of releasing it. And then I'm in control of how long I wait before I move it again. So we're taught and we accept that we would have that much control over the physical body. But we aren't taught, so we don't accept that we could also have that much control over the mind. And that really is what Patanjali has laid out for us in the sutras, is that we can create that much control over the mind. We can choose our thoughts, and in so doing, choose our state of being. And so that is what we are working on this month. So let's start seated, spine tall, and crown of the head balanced over the base. Take a few smooth, deep breaths. Let yourself settle. Release any unnecessary tension. I'm going to start to cultivate just a subtle ujjayi breath, that slight constriction in the throat. It has the effect of slowing the breath down and regulating the flow. We're going to begin one-to-one breathing, so inhale and exhale equal in length. Have the intention that the breath is very steady, very smooth. And then even the transitions between inhale and exhale, between exhale and inhale, become seamless. The yogis recognize that the breath is a mirror for the mind. When the breath is uncontrolled, agitated, uneven, so is the mind. The yogis recognize that by controlling the breath, they could control the mind. Slowly we'll reopen the eyes. We're going to make our way onto our hands and knees. And we'll start with simple movement, so Chakravakasana, moving from our tabletop into child's pose. But doing this method of breathing that I call wrapping the asana with breath. So we'll start our inhale just a split second before we begin the movement. End the movement, then end the inhale. Start the exhale right before you begin moving. Finish the movement, then finish the exhale. So lower belly draws in so we don't overarch the low back. Inhale, lift the chest, look up slightly. Begin your exhale, then begin your movement back to the heels. Finish the movement, then finish the breath. Begin your inhale, then begin moving back up. Expanding, finish the movement, then the breath. Start the exhale, begin the movement back. Finishing the movement, then the breath. Start the inhale, then start moving up. Movement ends, then breath. Keep going. Exhale. Inhaling up. Move with your own breath. Now we're going to start alternating between child's pose and downward dog. So you no longer have to focus so intently on the breath. Next exhale, you're going to tuck your toes, lift the hips into downward dog. Inhale, you'll come back into table. Exhale, sinking the hips to the heels, child's pose. Inhale up to table. Exhale, downward dog. Again, keep moving at the speed of your breath, even if it's a little faster or slower than mine. Alternating child's pose and downward dog. And then the next time we make it to downward dog, we're going to stay. Going to root firmly into the palms, that inner palm, the index finger and the thumb. The upper arms roll open, the chest is broad, shoulder blades flat on the back. Get the breath steady. Next inhale, we'll come forward to plank. Take a couple of breaths here, tail under, navel back. Next exhale, we'll slowly lower to the belly. Slide the legs together, bring the hands down by the thighs, palms face down. So we're going to do some locusts, both upper and lower body. So inhale, we're going to lift the chest and the legs, and exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Inhale, up. Chest is wide. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. One more. Inhale, lift. Now we're going to stay up. We're going to slide the hands around now into cobra position on either side of the ribs. Pull back with the palms. Maybe come up a little higher. Keep lifting through the inner thighs. Shoulders down the back. One more inhale and then exhale. We'll lower. Push back into fours. And into downward dog. We're going to step the right foot forward into a lunge. Drop the hips. We'll start with the right knee up, right leg active. Keep the chest open, the spine long. Good. Now we're going to lower the left knee. Let the hips drop a little deeper. Take a few breaths. Then tuck the left toes under again. We'll lift up, step back to downward dog. Then the left foot stepping up into a lunge. Drop the hips, keep the right leg active. Keep the spine lengthened, chest open. And then we'll lower the right knee down, let the hips drop a little deeper. Then tuck the right toes under, knee up, step back to downward dog. Slowly we'll walk the feet forward, come into our forward bend. As much bend in the knees as you need right now. Just let that upper body release. Let your head be heavy and your neck relaxed. And then we'll move into some dynamic chair. So inhale, drop the hips, lift the arms. Exhale, sleeping chair, chest to thighs. Inhale, active chair, and then exhale into the forward fold. Take a few breaths. And then we'll repeat. Inhale, chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. We're going to stay here for a breath. So as you exhale, pull the navel back, lift the root. Inhale, open the chest, and then exhale, we'll come back to the forward fold. And repeat, inhale, chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. We're going to stay two breaths. Exhale, navel back, lift the root. Inhale, chest open. Exhale, root lock engaging. Inhale, and then exhale back to the forward fold. One more time. Inhale, chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair, staying three breaths. Exhale, lift the root, navel back. Inhale, chest open. Exhale, root lock engaging. Inhale. Exhale, lift, root lock. Inhale, and then exhale back to the forward fold. And then inhale, drop to chair. We'll stay for our exhale. And then inhale, legs push you up. And exhale, release. All right, we'll come to the top of the mat. I'm doing some S-series salutations. So feet parallel, hip distance apart. All four corners of each foot rooted. Arches draw up. Knees are soft. Navel lifting towards the heart. Tail sliding towards the ground. Chest is open. Shoulders down and back. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, sleeping chair, chest to thighs. Inhale, active chair, staying for the exhale, and then inhale up. And exhale, fold, flat back. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. We'll stay for the exhale and then inhale, straighten. Exhale, fold. Take it back to downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Knees can come down if you like. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot steps up, warrior one. Stay for the exhale, and then inhale, straighten, exhale, fold, back to downward dog. So take a few breaths here. At the end of your next exhale, both feet step up. Inhale to the fingertips. Drop your hips like a chair. Lengthen off your waist. Tail pushes back. Crown reaches forward. Inhale, sink a little deeper. And then exhale, contract the quads. Lift the hips and fold in. Inhale, chair, arms sweep up, stay for the exhale, inhale up, exhale, release. Do that again, inhale up, exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair, staying for the exhale, inhale up, exhale, fold, flat back. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. Good. So now we're going to do a little dynamic work. So we'll straighten the leg, bring the arms down. I'm going to take the right hand behind the back and use the left arm. So inhale, bend the knee, sweep the arm up. Exhale, release, straightening the leg, arm down. Inhale, sweep up. Exhale, release. Inhale, bend, reach. Exhale, release. Inhale, up. Exhale, release. Now we're going to go into stay. So inhale up. Right knee pressing forward. Feel the left inner thigh rolling in. The front of the left hip pushing to the front. Lift up out of the lower belly. Reach the heart up. And then inhale, we'll straighten. Exhale, fold. Bring both arms down. Step back to downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot steps up, warrior one. We're going to do the same sequence on this side. So we'll straighten the leg, arms down. This time, left hand behind the back. Inhale, bend the knee, right arm sweeps up. Exhale, release. Inhale, bend, reach, exhale, release. Inhale, exhale, leg straightens. Inhale up, exhale, release. Now we're going into stay. So inhale, arm up, bend the knee. Left knee pressing forward, right inner thigh rolling in, front of the right hip pushing to the front. Lift through the low belly. Reach up through the heart. Then inhale, straighten. Exhale, fold. Both arms down. Step back to downward dog. Again, take a few breaths. Start to steady the breath. At the end of your exhale, both feet step up. Inhale, drop the hips, come to your fingertips, lengthen out. Stretch long through the sides of your waist. Inhale, sink a little deeper. Exhale, contract the quads, lift the hips, fold. Inhale, chair. Stay for your exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, release. All right, one more round. Inhale up. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Stay for your exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, fold, flat back. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. Stay for the exhale, then inhale, straighten, exhale, fold. We're going to stay here, lift up the left heel, and we're going to drop the left knee, coming back into this half lunge or runner's lunge. And just let the hips sink towards the ground. Don't force. Just breathe. Let gravity do the work. You can use blocks here if you want. Then we'll take the hands up onto the right thigh. We're going to leave the hips low, so don't come out of the stretch. Start to draw the lower belly away from the thigh. And then finally, the left arm's going to reach up. I'm going to feel that stretch all the way through the left quad, the front of the left hip, into the left abs. Good, and then we'll lower the hands, tuck the left toes under, lift the knee, go back to downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lowering to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot steps up, warrior one. Staying for the exhale, and then inhale, straighten. Exhale, fold. Now we'll lift up the right heel, place the right knee down on the floor. Let the hips drop. Again, you can use blocks if you want. Hands come up onto the left thigh. Hips stay low. We start to pull the lower belly away from the thigh. And then the right arm reaches up. We'll feel that stretch all the way from the front of the right thigh, the hip, into the abs. And then we'll take the hands down. Tuck the right toes under, lift the knee. And step back to downward dog. At the end of your exhale, both feet step up. Inhale, hips drop, fingertips to the floor, lengthen out. Tail back, crown reaching forward. Inhale, sink a little deeper. Exhale, contract the quads. Lift the hips. Fold towards your thighs. Inhale, chair. Staying for the exhale. Inhale up. And exhale, release. All right, so we're going to come into some Agnisara. So take the feet wide, hands on the tops of the knees. You can lock the arms. Deep breath in as we exhale, chin towards the notch in the throat, pelvic floor up, navel back. Hold the breath out, belly in and up. Push the heart further out, keep the chin tucked in. Whenever you need to, relax the belly, take your inhale. And then we repeat. Exhale, throat lock, root lock. Hold, belly in and up. Inhale when you need. Two more. And last one. When you finish, you return to your mountain. Let the breath adjust. All right, we're coming back to the top of the mat. Feet parallel, hip distance apart. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, sleeping chair, chest to thighs. Inhale, active chair. Stay for the exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, fold, flat back. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. All right, and then inhale, straighten, and we're going to do some dynamic work here in pyramid. So right hand behind the back, but you also have the option of both arms behind the back if that works better. So let's inhale here. Exhale, halfway down. Stay for the inhale, reach off your waist, exhale the rest of the way down. Inhale, halfway up. Stay for the exhale, lengthen out, inhale the rest of the way up. Exhale, halfway down. Stay for the inhale, lengthen, exhale the rest of the way down. Inhale, halfway up. Stay, exhale, long spine, inhale the rest of the way up. Exhale, halfway down. Inhale here, lengthen. Exhale all the way down. Now inhale halfway up and we're going to stay. So you want to slightly draw your right hip back, left hip forward. Lengthen the spine. Keep the chest open and the back flat. The chin slightly in so the back of your neck is long. One more inhale and then exhale, release. We'll take both hands down and we're going to stay here. Fold over the right leg, chin softly in. Inhale, scoop up. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot steps up, warrior one. We're going to do the same thing on this side, straightening the leg, left hand behind the back, and if you want, both hands can be behind the back. So let's inhale, exhale halfway down. Inhale here, lengthen forward, exhale the rest of the way down. Inhale halfway up. Stay for your exhale, lengthen, inhale the rest of the way up. Exhale halfway down. Stay, inhale, reach long, exhale, fold. Inhale halfway up. Stay, exhale, reach long, inhale all the way up. Exhale halfway down. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, fold. Inhale halfway up. Stay. Inhale the rest of the way up. Exhale halfway down. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, fold. And now inhale halfway up and we stay. Left hip slightly back, right hip slightly forward. Lengthen out. Crown of the head reaching forward, chin in, chest open. One more inhale and then exhale, fold both arms down. We'll fold over that left leg, smooth out the breath. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Then inhale, right foot forward, warrior one again. From here, we're going to come into warrior three. So we're going to spread the toes of the right foot, root the foot into the ground. Inhale, left foot steps in closer. Exhale, left leg lifts as we fold forward into warrior three. Now start to connect to the breath. And as you exhale, feel the navel draw back. Feel the root lock engage. And connect to that stability in the core of the body, in the lower back, and around the sacrum. One more inhale. As you exhale, we're going to bring the hands to the floor. And now lift the left leg up higher as you fold towards the right leg. And then we'll slowly step the left foot back and then the right foot back into downward dog. We'll inhale forward plank. Exhale lower to the belly. Inhale cobra. Exhale downward dog. Left foot steps up warrior one. And we'll do warrior three on this side, spreading the toes of the left foot, rooting the foot in. Inhale, right foot steps in. And then exhale, fold as the right leg lifts. Again, connect to the breath, navel back. Feel the pelvic floor lift as you exhale. One more inhale. As you exhale, hands come down. And now we'll take the right leg up. Reach up through the right foot. And then slowly lower the right leg. We'll step it back and then left leg back. Downward dog. Then inhale to all fours. Exhale, we'll sink back into child's pose. Just let the chest rest on the thighs. You can support the head if you need with a block or even your arms or hands. Then we'll slide the hands under the shoulders, gently press up. We're going to swing the legs around to the front. We're going to come into Janu Sirsasana. So we'll start with the right leg forward and the left leg bent, sole of the foot on the right inner thigh. If you want to elevate the hips, you can have a folded blanket or two under the hips for support. You can also have a little bit of bend in your right knee. We're going to inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold over the leg, and you can find your anchor point on the foot, on the shin, or around the back of the calf. Inhale, we're going to scoop up, straighten the arms, lift the heart, and then exhale, fold towards the leg. Inhale, scoop up. Exhale, fold. Inhale up. Sides of the waist get long, and exhale, fold. And now we'll stay. You can place the hands wherever they're comfortable. Let the chin come softly in and just smooth out your breath. Then slowly we'll walk the hands back to come up. Switching sides, left leg goes out, right leg folds in. We'll inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold over, find your anchor point on the foot, the shin, or the calf. Inhale, scoop up, lift the heart, open the front body. Exhale, fold. Inhale up, straighten the arms, reach off the waist. Exhale, fold. Inhale up, lift and lengthen. Exhale, fold. And now we'll stay. Hands can go wherever they're comfortable. Chin tucked softly in. And we'll smooth out the breath. And then slowly walk the hands in to come up. All right, we're going back to the first side, right leg out, left leg in. So we're going to do some rounds of Maha Mudra. So we'll be in this extended position with the back flat, back of the neck long, lengthening the front body. We're going to use a 1-1-1-2 breath. So I'm going to cue 6 in, hold 6, out 6, hold 12. But you can adjust that if 4-8 is better, 5-10 is better. Feel free to adjust it. We're going to hold our root lock and our throat lock for all 4 segments. And then on that hold after exhale, engaging Uddiyana Bandha, belly in and up. So inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold. Find your anchor point. And then now lift up. Stretch the front body open. Heart lift. Sides of your waist get long. Tuck your chin in. Now we'll inhale 6. Hold 6. Root lock is engaged. Throat lock is engaged. Exhale 6. Navel's going back. And now hold for 12. Belly in and up. Then in 6. Keep the throat lock and the root lock. Hold 6. Out 6. Hold 12. All 3 bandhas. In 6. Hold 6. Out 6. Hold 12. Then inhale, sit back. Take a few breaths. Switching sides, left leg out, right leg in. So same thing on this side. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold, finding your anchor point. Lift up and out. Front body lengthening, chin slightly in. Sides of the waist long. In 6. Hold 6. Throat lock. Lift the pelvic floor. Out 6. Navel's moving back. Now hold for 12. Belly in and up. In 6. Hold 6. Throat lock. Root lock. Out 6. Hold 12. In 6. Hold 6. Out 6. Hold 12. Then inhale, sit back. Take a few breaths. Then we're going to bend our knees, gently roll onto our backs. So use your hands for support, gently roll it back. We're going to do a little dynamic bridge here just to release the low back. So arms are by your sides, feet hip distance apart, knees are bent. Inhale, arms sweep up, hips lift up, and then exhale and lower. Inhale up, exhale lower. Just move with the breath. Inhale up, lower, inhale up, and lower. Two more. Good. And then we'll draw the knees into the chest. Give them a hug. Open the knees, reach through, grab the feet, put the soles of the feet together. Draw the feet in towards the groins and the knees open towards the floor. Still opening through the lower back, but also now releasing the pelvic floor. Then we'll bring the knees back together. Another hug into the chest. If it feels good, you can rock it side to side. Just kind of massage out the lower back. And when the lower back feels taken care of, you'll get yourself set up for relaxation. Get comfortable. The body start to relax and settle. Feel the breath slowing down. The body opening to earth. We're going to begin to move awareness through the body. And at each point, as you inhale, hear and feel the sound of Om gathering in that space, and the sound of Om creating a golden light that opens, clears, and releases that space. As you exhale, you'll feel and hear the sound of Hum and a deep blue light filling that space, protecting and fortifying. So we're going to start in the toes. As you breathe in, the sound of Om and a golden light fills the toes. As you breathe out, the sound of Hum and a deep blue light. Then move to the ankles. Inhale, Om, golden light. Exhale, Hum, deep blue light. The same thing in the middle of each calf. At the base of each knee. In the middle of each knee. In the middle of each thigh. At the root of the spine, inhale, Om, golden light. Exhale, Hum, deep blue light. The middle of each hip. Center of the pubis. The navel. The heart. The base of the throat. The root of the tongue. The root of the nose. Both eyes, the point between the eyebrows, the center of the forehead, the top of the head, Just feel the whole body relaxed and open. The breath effortless. The mind quiet. slowly let your awareness drift back. Finding your breath and letting it deepen. As the breath deepens, you can begin wiggling the fingers and the toes, moving the hands and the feet, and then rocking the head softly from side to side. And stretch the arms up overhead. And then as you're ready, you'll bend your knees and roll to your right. Use your hands to help yourself up and make your way into a comfortable, supported seat, elevating the hips enough that the spine can be tall and balanced, and the body still as relaxed as possible. The breath is effortless. You'll start by just being aware of the physical body, space occupied by the body. Be aware of any sensations in the body. Be aware of sensations on the surface of the body. Notice what you can feel. The air against your skin. The touch of your clothing. Where your body meets the floor. Be alert to witnessing the experience of physical sensation. Now become aware of sound. Be aware of the sounds that you're able to hear. Be aware of the sensation of hearing. It's less about what you hear and more about the sensory awareness itself. Just be aware of the sense of hearing without trying to process or interpret. The sense that I am the witness to the experience of hearing. Now bring your field of awareness to the mind and thoughts. And just observe your thoughts. Notice what you're thinking. Just be aware of the thinking process, letting thought come up spontaneously. Let it go of its own accord. Just remain a witness of each and every thought. And if the mind becomes free of thought, just be a witness to that as well. Now, purposely bring to mind a thought. Don't let it come spontaneously, but bring it in by your will. Think it over for a few moments, then dispose of the thought. Let it go. If a spontaneous thought wants to express itself, don't allow it to manifest. Consciously create thought, think it over for a few moments, then consciously release it. And then again, you consciously bring in another thought, maintain it for a few moments, and then let it go. Create a thought at will, maintain it, then dispose at will. Now allow spontaneous thought to come into the mind. Just allow thought to come, its arrival, spontaneous. But after a few moments of following the thought, dispose of it at will. Its arrival is spontaneous, but its departure is conscious. All thought. If a thought comes into the mind, immediately release it. Don't follow it. Allow thoughts to be like leaves on a river floating through the mind. Each thought that comes up immediately floats out of the mind. You don't give energy to any thought. If it helps, you can repeat to yourself, I have no thoughts, or my mind is silent. And slowly come back. Return to thought. Sense of hearing. Sensation of the body. Let the breath begin to deepen. We'll lower the chin towards the chest. The eyes begin to reopen. Take the head up. Deep breath in, arms sweep up. And exhale the hands together into the heart. Namaste.